The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. These are some excerpts from an essay that I wrote in 1997 called Goodbye, Molly. The Man. Absently, I take a newspaper from the pile next to the bus tray in the coffee shop and spread it open on the table for something to do while I sip a latte. And there he is, living color. His head a full 6 inches tall, skin hanging off the bones of his face. The arch of his neck just enough to keep his chin clear of the dirt. His eyes are neither helpless nor pathetic. They are stunned. They say, I cannot believe this. This is not what I planned for myself. The caption beneath his face says, Man dying of starvation in refugee camp in Zaire. Am I gawking? What do I see? When I close the newspaper, there he is again. This face, a 1-inch square, one in a ribbon of images under the newspaper banner. War in Rwanda, A4. I toss the newspaper on the pile next to the bus tray as I leave, wondering about spirits stolen by photographs and pondering the purpose of a life. Rats. I pushed wheelbarrow loads of manure uphill in the July sun to my garden, huffed even further with buckets of water for baby trees. I read books and joined a news group. I carried boxes and buckets of produce to the summer kitchen to be canned, brought hay and water to Molly, leaning myself into her massive flank, absorbing her dense, sturdy energy. Not these, nor any of the things I did to get ready to go to Haiti, could have prepared me for these rats. I hear them at night. They run on the roof. I didn't think they had a way in, but I'm shocked out of sleep by a plop, then a toenail scurrying on my chest. I cry out, and the dogs start to bark. I sit wide-eyed in bed, but night is long, and I fall back to sleep. Then one plops and scurries beside my face on the pillow, and the next thing I know, I'm perched, clinging to a straight back chair, chest heaving, long hair falling softly on my bare shoulders, which would be sexy if this was the movies. I know the guttural sounds coming out of me are no help. How will I live through this night? What a stupid thing to say, and I'm saying it. What do I know of rats? They chew on babies in slums, run in sewer pipes, and live on ships. Once I killed a gopher in my garden with a pitchfork. Mice get into the house and spend a day or two scratching behind the toaster before they end up limp and dangling from a cat's mouth. When a friend's daughter lets her sleek designer rodent run up one arm behind her neck and down the other, I shudder with chills. I'd rather caress a snake. Rats are nocturnal. I light a candle and sleep until morning. The story of Molly. Oh, Molly, I said in wonder when she crouched, every rippled muscle straining to pull out a log in the woods. It was winter, but not winter enough. We could only pull a few logs through the slush in the morning before the ground warmed up to mud. The night the temperature finally dropped, Molly slipped on the ice and broke her hip. The next day, the butcher came and shot her. Oh, Molly, I said to her big brown eye, stroking the soft hairs of her face, hoping so hard she would stand up. Oh, Molly, was all that I said when what I should have said was goodbye. Those were some excerpts from an essay called Goodbye, Molly. And that's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.